Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
And just like that, welcome to a Friday edition of the Wrap Party Podcast. Where did the week go?
I don't know, but I'm happy.
I know. I'm excited. It's a football weekend, so that's big. You got a game tomorrow at 4:30. Then you got a game tomorrow night at 8:15. My buddy's doing the fire pit. So we'll have the gummies, we'll have the whiskey, and we'll have the football on. And it's going to be a fantastic weekend. I look forward to it. Oh, and my dog will be running around off leash all night. This is my friend who's got a fence that's got holes all over it. And I can't bring my dog over there because she goes through the fence. But at night, I don't really care because there's not many people like around.
Sure.
So she just kind of like mulls around in the woods. And then did I tell you that? Who was I telling? Was I telling you that like when I'm sitting back there, all of a sudden like I'll hear something in my left ear, but she'll come running the right way. And then she'll just run through the yard, and then I won't see her again for another 20 minutes. And then she'll come in, check on me, hang out for a little bit, then ditch back into the woods, and then come back into the backyard from an entirely different direction. She loves it.
That's funny.
So that'll be my Saturday night. But today was Friday the 13th, and is Friday the 13th if you're listening to this on the 13th. And so many of you listen to the podcast behind, like... Like
I know a couple days.
I could tell from our numbers,
a week.
The downloads and stuff, how many of you listened to it like a week behind. But anyway, I did want to bring up some text messages that we didn't get to on the air today because we were talking about your odd superstitions. Because I have this thing where I tap on the plane before I get on it and I just say, give us a good flight and feel the plane. I don't know. It's just something I've always done. And then the other one that I do that's a little weirder, and I'm so happy to know that other people do the same thing, is I look for small victories throughout the day. That's my superstition. So, like, I use the example where, like, all right, let's say I didn't use this on the air. Let's say that I want to have sex tonight.
Okay.
So I will be driving up to a traffic light, and I think to myself, Loren, if the light stays green and we go through it, I'm going to have sex tonight.
Yeah, you're crazy. You're absolutely not.
It's small victories. And by the way, if it turns yellow or red, I go, ah, fuck it. It's not that. That was nonsense anyway.
Yeah, that was nonsense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll ask my daughter, Ruby. I'll be like, Ruby, who's daddy's little princess? And if she says Ruby, I will bet something on that. I'll bet that, like, we're going to get a raise. I'll go, okay, if she says Ruby, then I'm going to get a raise. She could go, me, or she could be like, I'm the princess. Or,
but if she says her name specifically.
It's good luck that that is going to happen in the future.
You're nuts. And I'm nuts. And for me to call you nuts, you're pretty nuts.
I'm not alone, though. We had so many people tell us that they believe in that kind of thing. Someone says, I'm a nurse. And when a patient or one of our residents passes away, we will open the window to let their spirit go out free. Holly says, we have two elevators in our building that are next to each other with two separate buttons. If the elevator that I hit opens, it's going to be a great day. Yeah.
I love you guys.
Let's see. Someone else said, I do the same thing, Manny, especially while playing basketball. If I make the basket, then blank is going to happen. And then somebody called in and goes, Manny, you're not superstitious as much as you are into gambling and betting.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, there's probably something to that, too.
I mean, I don't know. You do believe in the Mercury retrogrades.
And we're in the middle of that one now,
which
too.
Which I didn't believe until I met you, and then you roped me right into that one.
And then what happened? The FAA computer shut down.
That Everything happened during the Mercury retrograde. I know.
Someone said I had an odd superstition in where in my last relationship, I applied for an apartment and told myself if I get the apartment, we are not meant to be together. But if we don't get the apartment, we are. Well, we didn't get the apartment on the same day I went home and there was a girl in my bed. So I guess that didn't work out.
Holy shit.
Someone says my superstition is don't tell a bad dream on an empty stomach or it may come true.
A bad dream or a bad joke?
No, don't tell a bad dream on an empty stomach.
Oh, interesting.
When I go through a yellow light, I tap the top of my car for luck to not get a ticket.
Okay.
I hold my breath when I go through tunnels. These are all text messages.
What if you're in a really, really long tunnel? That might not work out so well for you.
They must live around here where there's not really, really long tunnels.
Okay, because in Pittsburgh, it's like 5 minutes to go through the tunnel.
There's
it's
a
ridiculous.
Lincoln Tunnel in New York that's also really long. Today is my birthday, and it's also my husband's birthday. No, we're not twins or related, but we're superstitious on this day. Lorraine, you said you lift up your legs when you go over a train track. Do you still do that?
No, not anymore. But we did it as kids.
Someone said they duck anytime they go under a bridge. Someone else holds their breath going through a tunnel. Then we had somebody call in today and say that they are an odd number guy.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea in Newton texted in and said, I'm opposite of the odd number guy. I do everything in evens. Everything has to be in evens. And somebody else said the odd number guy was giving me, making me cringe because I'm such an even number
person. I'm an even person, too.
Let's see. I never have the volume on any device on an odd number, or anytime I pass a cemetery or funeral home, I touch a button in my car 4 times.
Okay.
My whole family puts a special coin in their shoe and wears it every single day for good luck. Fuck.
Wait, what?
My whole family puts a special coin in their shoe and wears it every day for good luck.
In their shoe? I could never. A sock irritates me if it's like crumbled up.
No coin for you, no good luck for you, Lorraine. We always held our breath going past cemeteries out of respect for those who couldn't breathe. And someone says, I moo every time I drive past cows in a field. It's been good luck for me. I actually won a scratch off after I did it for the first time years ago. I still do it to this day. Haven't won a scratch off since. Let's see. I think that's it. But man, those are crazy, right?
Yeah.
I love that everybody has an odd superstition. Another thing I wanted to talk about was an article that we didn't get to today in Metro. That says 80s weddings are on the rise, according to Etsy.
Wait, what does that mean?
The 1980s glam weddings are making a comeback in 2023.
Like the big puffy sleeves, big hair, that kind of...
Searches for cathedral-length veils are up 65% from the same time last year.
Okay.
Searches for detachable sleeve wedding dresses also rose by 54%. Interest in embroidered veils increased by 50%. Weddings gloves went up 21%.
Whoa,
and
no.
And high neckline wedding dresses by 14%.
Mm.
What do you think?
Not into it. It's going to be a pass for me.
They said, although on the wedding trends, there was no sign that Aquanet was selling higher, so there's no need to tease your hair. A trend expert explains that it's just a fun trend that seems to be popping back up for 2023, and people are running with it. If you're not into the style of the 80s fashion, you can bring the glam of the decade with a multi-tiered cake, colorful streamers, or larger-than-life floral arrangements. No 80s wedding would be complete without making a major decor statement. I had so many cousins that got married in the 80s and early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think back. Definitely puffy. Like puffy hair, puffy wedding dresses.
Yeah.
Oh, my one cousin, his wife wore a tiara.
What's her name from Jersey Housewives? Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her wedding? That was like very...
Recently?
Glam, yeah.
I thought Teresa was married.
No, she got a divorce from that dude because he got deported, and then she married another dude.
Oh my gosh, she already married someone
like
else?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea. Also, we mentioned on the air today while you looked that up that Kanye West got married to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was wondering this. If the kids were there. I saw a report that said the kids were not there. Yeah, holy shit, that's 80s.
Yeah, oh, totally.
I wonder if the Barbie movie and all that movement has something to do with
I don't know,
the whole vibe.
She had the gloves and she had the huge, it wasn't even a tiara, it's like a crown, the big hair.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, happy Friday the 13th, everybody. That is a Wrap Party podcast.
That's a lot of extensions.
Enjoy your 80s wedding trends and your Friday the 13th. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.